From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Come January, it will be legal to cultivate and sell recreational pot in California. When it comes to how the new system will function, the devil's in the details. The state's top pot regulator concedes those details are still getting worked out. From Sacramento, Julia Mitrich reports.
Several state agencies are racing the clock to hammer out the mechanics of legalized cannabis. They're working on limits for THC levels in edibles and designing a state track and trace program. Meanwhile, many cities and counties are still figuring out how to regulate and tax marijuana in their jurisdictions. From micro to macro, it's a work in progress, including the unresolved question of banking.
It's difficult to regulate when everything is done by cash.
Lori Ajax heads the newly renamed Bureau of Cannabis Control.
I serve on the state treasurer John Chung's Cannabis Banking Working Group, and through that working group, trying to find some ways that we can solve this problem.
Kara Martinson is a lobbyist with the California State Association of Counties, which advises counties on navigating the transition to commercial recreational cannabis. While she describes this chapter as a grand experiment, she's confident the unknowns will evolve over time. But when it comes to banking and tax collection, Martinson admits that evolution is happening much more slowly. She predicts cash management will be a challenge come the first quarter of next year, when the state starts collecting enormous amounts of taxes in cash.
Businesses do want to pay their taxes, but it's unrealistic to expect them to put a duffel bag full of cash in their car and drive it 100 miles across the state.
Big picture, California seeks to assure financial institutions it's safe to bank the state's marijuana industry without breaking federal law. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
You can find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.